Chapter 5. Catherine has to choose. In June the next year, Hindley and Francis had a son, Hareton. But sadly, Francis became ill and died shortly after having the baby. I had to look after the new baby because Hindley was going mad with grief over his wife's death. He did not cry, but his temper became terrible, and he began to drink a lot of wine. He shouted at everything and everyone, and most of the servants and farm boys left. Only Joseph and I stayed. He lost his temper most with Heathcliff, but the young man seemed to enjoy watching Hindley's pain, and he often teased him. This made Hindley even more angry. Catherine was 15 now. She was slim and beautiful, but she was also a proud and spoiled girl. I did not like her much, but she continued to like me. Heathcliff still loved her, and although Edgar Linton was wealthy and handsome, he found it hard to make Catherine love him as much as she loved Heathcliff.
Nellie pointed to the wall. "That is Edgar Linton's picture on the wall," she said. "His wife's picture used to be next to it, but Mr. Heathcliff took it." Nellie lifted the lantern. I saw a man's soft, worried face. It looked a lot like the face of the young woman who I had met at Wuthering Heights. "He's handsome," I said. "He looked better when he was happy," she replied. Then Nellie returned to the story.
After Miss Catherine came back to Wuthering Heights, she continued to see the Lintons. When Edgar and Isabella came to visit her, she was a lady, polite and quiet. But with her family, she was a different person. She was still proud and wild. Edgar and Heathcliff hated each other, of course, and Catherine could not decide who she liked the most. One afternoon, when Hindley was away and I was in the kitchen with Hareton, she asked me for advice. "Oh, Nellie," she said, "I'm so unhappy." "Why?" I asked. "When you have everything you want and so many friends." "Please, can you keep a secret for me?" she asked. "If it's important, I can," I replied. "It is, Nellie. I don't know what to do. Edgar Linton has asked me to marry him, and I have said yes. But was I right?" she cried, and she put her hands together. "Well, there are many things to think about," I said. "First of all, do you love Edgar Linton?" "Of course I do," she replied. "Why do you love him?" She looked surprised. "I just do. He is handsome and rich and nice to be with." "That's not good enough," I said. "And he will be very rich, and I will be the richest woman in the area. I love the ground under his feet and the air over his head. I love everything that he touches and every word that he says." "You love him because he is handsome and rich. So what are you unhappy about?" She was quiet for a moment, and then she said, "Nellie, sometimes I have a dream. I dream that I am dead and in heaven. and I am crying because I want to come back to Earth. Suddenly, I am thrown back on the moor, and I wake up feeling so happy because I am back at Wuthering Heights. That is my secret. I should not marry Edgar, and if my brother was kinder to Heathcliff, I would marry Heathcliff instead. But I cannot marry him, Nelly, because he is not rich or a gentleman. Heathcliff will never know how much I love him. I am Heathcliff. He is more myself than I am. Our souls are made from the same thing, while Linton is as different from me as water from fire. As she was speaking, I turned my head and saw Heathcliff quietly leaving the kitchen. He had only stayed long enough to hear Catherine say that she could not marry him because he was below her. But Catherine had not seen him. "What is it?" said Catherine nervously, seeing me look towards the door. "I think Heathcliff was listening to us from behind the door," I said. "I didn't know he was here."
"Oh, no. Did he hear me?" she cried. "He didn't, did he?" "He doesn't know what being in love is."
"Why shouldn't he know?" I replied. "When you become Edgar Linton's wife, he will lose his friend, his love, and everything that is important to him. Do you know how you will feel when you are not together?"
"But we will always be together," she cried. "If anyone tries to part us, I will be very angry."
"I do not think your husband will feel that way," I said, "and I think that you are being very stupid. Please don't tell me any more of your secrets, because I won't keep them." At that moment, Joseph entered the kitchen. Catherine picked up Hareton and took him to a corner. "Where's Heathcliff?" Joseph asked. "He should be back from the fields now."
"I'll look for him," I said.
I went out and called, but there was no answer. As the hours passed, Catherine grew more and more worried.
"Where is he, Nelly?" she kept asking. "Did he hear what I said? Why doesn't he come home?"
Then she went out onto the moor to look for him. At midnight, a storm came. Finally, I took Hareton upstairs and slept. When I came down in the morning, Catherine was sitting alone in the kitchen, and she was crying. Her clothes and hair were very wet, and her whole body was shaking. Hindley came down the stairs behind me and immediately went to her. "She is ill," said her brother, taking her hand. "Why did you go out into the storm, Catherine?"
"Heathcliff has gone," cried Catherine. "You wanted him to go. But now you don't have to make him go, because he's already gone. He's gone."
I was too busy looking after Hareton to nurse Catherine. So, when she was a bit better, Mrs. Linton took her to Thrushcross Grange. Sadly, Mr. and Mrs. Linton then caught Catherine's illness, and they both died while she was staying with them. Catherine finally came back to Wuthering Heights, and she seemed well again,
although she said it was because of me that Heathcliff had gone. She stopped speaking to me and stayed away from her brother. The doctor said we must let her do what she wanted, or she would lose her temper, and that would be bad for her health. On a sunny day in March, about 3 years after Heathcliff left Wuthering Heights, Edgar Linton married Catherine at Gimmerton Church. He was the happiest man alive, and she seemed happy too. He then asked me to come to work for him at Thrushcross Grange and said that he would pay me a lot of money. Hareton was now 5 years old. I loved him, but I had to leave him with his father, Hindley, and without a woman in the house to help him. I was not happy about this, because Hindley was still drinking every day, and Wuthering Heights was a sad and rough place for a small child to live in. I'm sure Hareton has now forgotten everything about Nellie Dean, who loved him so much.
At this moment, the housekeeper looked towards the clock and was surprised to see it was 1:30 a.m. She got up quickly to go to bed, and as I was tired too, I did not try to stop her. I could wait to hear the next part of her story.